You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varen. And if you're unfamiliar with my show, this is a weekly show where for the next hour I'll be doing a little bit of variety, sort of playing some music that I found here, as well as kind of talking about things and doing a little bit of a talk radio show. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. What's going on with you guys? Lots happened. Last week I took a little sick week, kind of feeling under the weather, but I feel like I finally made my recovery after my three-week battle of trying to, like, finally be well again. So, happy to be back at school, happy to be back at the station. This past week, some of my friends and my partner, they were hosting this event at Fortune, which was a big thing for me because I never really go out. More of a bar guy, you know, or Costco guys, whatever. But they're hosting this super cool event on last Thursday night, I think. Was it Thursday? At Fortune in the sort of annex space. It was called Arisan. And basically their vision was the two of them are, and their friends are all Indonesian and from Indonesia. And they're talking about how, you know, they really want to run some Indonesian sort of themed night at Fortune. And, you know, they're trying to spread the word and whatnot. And so we went, and oh my gosh, it was so packed. The Indo community really pulled up to this event. And I think, you know, our friends who were hosting it were quite pleasantly surprised. And I think they also kind of felt good about the fact that, like, them hosting this event was sort of like a well-needed thing in the Indo community in Vancouver. Like, everybody pulled up and, you know, they were playing, you know, classic Indonesian club songs and whatnot. And, you know, they were way over capacity too and whatnot. And I think it was like a big moment for them. And, you know, one of them is a DJ. Juju's the DJ. And I think he was like super stoked to be there. He was telling me after the show, he was like, oh man, you know, I've just been up there and just like doing all this like little things and tasks here and there. I haven't been able to eat. So I feel like that's a good sign that your event is going well. I've also been, watching a ton of hockey. I feel like I've been all of a sudden like sucked into sports. I don't know what happened. I feel like I've never been that kind of person. My sister was joking, saying that it's I'm suddenly like following all the sports now because my frontal lobe is developing. That's a good theory. Most people get into like bird watching or something. For me, I just like, you know, fall asleep to a hockey game every night, a highlight reel of hockey games all night, every night on YouTube. But yeah, Canucks are not doing amazing. But you know, it's still winnable, you know, playing again today. But I've been totally just like sucked into like, you know, reading all the stats and like watching other people's games and watching at home. And, was like debating getting like a Sportsnet subscription, but ultimately I decided that I'm gonna be pirating all the games for the rest of the season. Thank you. Anyways, on to some music for this week. For my first track this week, let's start with an OK Vancouver OK song. Here is New Norm, and this is their alternate version. It says first version here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Enjoy.
The new norm.
And welcome back. That last track right there was by Tanuki-chan. A little kind of old, brings me back to high school a little bit, an old favorite. I remember listening to Tanuki-chan's other album, kind of, you know, that nice grungy kind of dream poppy sound that they're always known for. So that was a great one. Up next here, I've got a song called Hurt Like It Should. Here's Ren for short on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Just my day. just slept with the person you just met. Didn't hurt like it should have. We'll be right back.
bird note. Just what puts the hum in a hummingbird's wings? And why don't other birds' wings hum in flight? To figure it out, scientists used a specially built rig to measure air pressure, 12 high-speed cameras, and over 2,000 microphones to observe hummingbirds fluttering in place at an artificial flower. This allowed them to make 3D visualizations of the sound of a hummingbird's wing beats. When hummingbirds flap, they create lift both on the downstroke and the upstroke, so twice per wing beat. The researchers found that the hum derives from the difference in air pressure between the top and the bottom of the wings, which alternates 40 times a second as the hummingbird flaps. The rapidly shifting air pressure produces a harmonic set of sounds from low to high, creating that iconic musical hum. Other birds flap with power on the downstroke only, so there's no rapidly changing pressure difference when they fly, making them much quieter. Their wings might whoosh, but only a hummingbird's hum. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. Want more Bird Note sounds, images, and stories delivered straight to your inbox? Subscribe to our weekly newsletter for a preview of the week's shows, stories, and stunning photos every Friday morning. Visit birdnote.org to sign up today.
And welcome back. Just before that PSA there was a song by Knitting. That was Dig here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Man, that burnout was actually like super interesting. Maybe this is like another sign of my frontal lobe developing, but that was interesting. I never thought about the fact that like hummingbirds are the only birds that hum. Anyways, as some of you have been listening to my show, I've been starting a new job at the North Van. It's right in the Key. It's in a restaurant. I'm sort of, like, coming to the fact that, like, it's kind of a sweet job in a lot of ways. I think that, like, I've come to terms with the fact that, like, I'm only going to be so young for so long and be able to, like, do this, like, kind of serving gig for so long. Like, I'm really trying to, like, oh, man, I really hope I get a job after this degree, you know what I mean? But definitely not trying to be like a career server at this point. But you know, taking this job kind of like near downtown is kind of like something that you can only really do while you're young, I feel like, in a lot of ways. And I definitely feel like yesterday I had like a good, like, you know, get off work and then go out like on the town a little bit that I haven't like really felt since I like was like a little, you know, high school server, like coming up at a Dutch downtown, you know. But it was a super great night, like, you know, not too busy. Key's always kind of got like a lot of cool customers and stuff, and so happy to be like there working the bar, you know what I mean. And you know, met up with some friends and we got like a drink downtown, which is super nice, and like haven't really do that. Like, your boy's not been really going out lately. I'd be at the skate park in my free time, or I'll be at my computer playing games, so it's kind of nice. And I think everybody, you know, of my coworkers, there's a bit of like our agency to like meet everybody and sort of get close really quick, just because it's like a brand new restaurant, so everybody kind of feels like they need to find their place and, you know, find their friends there and whatnot. But great night. And then afterwards, oh man, went to the Rio with some other friends and my girlfriend, and we saw the Terrifier 3, which, oh my god, I had not like heard about this this series of movies, this franchise, but my girlfriend Ava like had been to like another, like probably the second movie, I'm guessing, at the Rio before, and said it was like awesome. So kind of went into it like not expecting much, but like, man, it was like a real good, you know, campy slasher horror movie. I mean, don't want to spoil too much, 'cause I think some of you guys should go and see it. Not that there's that much to spoil all that, like there's not a whole lot of dialogue, but it's just super corny and just like super gory and grotesque. This movie even takes place during Christmas, so, you know, I mean, the opening scene to the movie is, like, the Terrifier, I guess, is, like, this clown character. I'm not caught up with the lore, So I kind of, you know, I was kind of an opposer at the theater last night, but the opening scene was just like so stupid, where it's just like little kids like, yo, I think